Today is Wednesday, September the 11th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, even from the Staybridge Suites in beautiful downtown Sunnyvale, California. And today is no different. Yeah, let's go ahead and get started talking about my life. So, I don't know what I talked about last time. I didn't listen back to that episode, and I don't remember how far I got. So I think we definitely made it into California. So we made it to Hotel California. Welcome to Hotel California, or whatever it is. Anyway, so we made it here, and I'm staying in the lovely Staybridge Suite, so I'll just talk about that a little bit. I did do I posted a picture, and it's nice, actually. I don't know. I think it may be across from a homeless shelter, which I know a homeless shelter is a good thing, but I feel like, oh, is this a bad area of town if I'm across from a... So every night I see these people that look as if they're homeless people going into this building, and there's a sign on the building that says homes for all, or I don't know, something that mentions home. So I'm like, oh, this is a homeless shelter. But anyway, you know, women with push carts and other things going into this. I shouldn't talk about homeless people. But anyway, so I see them going in. And then in the morning, I see people coming out and congregating around the sidewalk and stuff. Again, with push carts and other things that would lead you to believe that they are home challenged. And, so I don't know if this is a good neighborhood or a bad neighborhood. I'm not really sure, but I don't know. I was like, oh, maybe this is, you know, not a good neighborhood. So the Staybridge Suites, though, has a kitchen, which I will admit I have not used, but I thought, oh, I'll get a kitchen and I'll stay on my diet and I'll get some chicken and make some grilled chicken, or I'll get some, you know, healthy microwave dinners, or, you know, anything other than eating fast food. And the first night I had Chili's, and then the second night I had Wendy's, and then last night I had Wendy's as well. I don't know why I had Wendy's two nights. Once I get back to the hotel, I'm like, oh, I don't want to drive very far. But anyway, so I did those things. You know, I didn't use the kitchen. The only thing I've used it for is... I did buy Diet Mountain Dew and put them in the refrigerator, so I've had those, and I bought a container of ice cream because I'm so healthy, and I put it in the freezer, and so, I don't know, I used to not like ice cream that much, but I crave ice cream now, and I really like the Haagen-Dazs, either the Dolce de Leche, or there's an almond honey crunch or something like that. I don't know, it's really good. Or just plain vanilla. Like, I'm okay with that as well, but those are the ones that I'm liking here recently. And so I did, for some reason, when I was at the store buying my Diet Mountain Dew, I gave in and I bought a container of ice cream as well. And I might have bought a couple of cakes. I'm getting back all of the weight that I lost. I swear. It's crazy. Anyway, and so at work, you know, is I'm 7 minutes away from work, and so that's not a big deal. I've been getting into work early because everyone here, at least at Walmart, I don't know if it's like true of all Californians. I can't speak for every single Californian, but at Walmart, at least in Walmart Labs, which is the technology piece, they seem to all get in around 10 a.m., between 9:30 and 10 a.m., and then a lot of them seem to leave early as well, like around 3 or 3:30, and they always blame it on traffic. So maybe they work from home once they get home. I don't know. All I know is they get in late, they leave early. In Arkansas, everyone's in by 8 o'clock and doesn't leave until 5:30 or 6. So I think we're doing it wrong. All these folks in California are, you know, not working as much as we are in the Arkansas office, but I've been waking up super early. Normally, I'm not affected, or I don't feel like I'm super affected by jet lag, especially when it's just short trips. Like, you know, a 2-hour time difference should be nothing. Well, for some reason on this trip, I've been waking up just eyes wide open at like 5 a.m., which is 7 a.m. back in Arkansas. So I'm like, I guess I really am having this whole jet lag thing because, you know, I'm waking up when I normally would wake up back home. And I can't go back to sleep. The other thing is, I like the kitchen. I like the separate bedroom. I have a living room area with a TV. The bathroom is nice and everything. I like all of that. But what I don't like is the suite that I'm in is looking out onto... So there's a main lobby building, and then there are other buildings like an apartment complex. And mine is in the main building. I don't remember if I've talked about this already, but if I have, I'm sorry. But anyway, mine's in the main building. And the bedroom has a window looking out into like the foyer. I'm on the second floor, but there's an overlook down to the bottom floor. And then the hallway just kind of goes around this overlook, and there are rooms all the way around. But you can see, if you go out of your door, you can see down and see there's a word for it. But anyway, you can see the sign-in desk and the little cafe area where they serve breakfast in the morning, and they serve snacks in the afternoon, and, you know, beer and wine and stuff. Anyway, and so, but they start setting up for breakfast around 5. And so I start hearing glasses and silverware clinking and, like, you know, all chairs being dragged around and people talking. And you know, also the shade that's supposed to keep the light out doesn't go all the way against the wall. And so there's a sliver of light that still comes in from the lobby. And so I'm getting that, but for some reason, it bothers me in the morning. It doesn't bother me so much at night when I'm going to sleep, but when I wake up at 5 in the morning, that light along with the noise prevents me from being able to go back to sleep. So that's the only thing that's really bugged me, that and the fact that I'm not sure if I'm in a good neighborhood or not. But at least I do have a rental car, which I feel a lot more free, even though I'm not using it. So technically, I probably did cost the company more money than I should have. Because if I had done an Uber and all I do is go to work and back from work, it would probably be about $20 a day in Uber cost. So that would be what, for 5 days, that would be like $100. And then the cost to get from the airport to the hotel might have been $50. So maybe $200, but the cost to rent the car was around $350, and I think maybe even a little bit more once you put the fact that, you know, for gas as well. So I think I probably would have saved them money by doing Uber, but maybe I'll drive around some more tonight or something and make it worth it. I'm not sure. But anyway, so there is a pool and a hot tub in the middle, kind of in the middle area of this complex, but I haven't used it. I've not seen anyone out using the pool or the hot tub. And every night I've been like, you know what? I'm going to go down there. I'm going to use the hot, because I love hot tubs. But for some reason, I just, every night I get in, I put on Netflix on one of the TVs, either in the bedroom or in the living room. I figure out what my dinner is going to be. And then I just veg out on the couch and eat my dinner and watch Netflix. I've been watching Dark Crystal on Netflix. They remade the movie. Well, they didn't remake the movie. I think it's a prequel. I'm not really sure because I don't remember what all was in the movie. But it's basically a bunch of Jim Henson puppets, and it's a fantasy story. So I've been watching that. And also Turnip Head shared some... I hope Mark doesn't listen to this because he'll be like, Boyfie, you're watching that without me. But Turnip Head shared his Plex library, his Plex Media streaming server, and he has the extra shows for British Baking. Oh, excuse me. He has the extra shows for the British Baking. Sorry, I burped. And so, like, Great British Baking Show came on a couple of weeks ago, started playing again, and Netflix is playing it right along with Great Britain. So we're getting the episodes one a week. a couple of days after they air in the UK. And so I've never known Netflix to do that before, but, you know, whatever, they're doing it. Well, I didn't know this, but like Walking Dead that has Talking Dead, like a companion show that's kind of like a reaction show, Great British Baking Show has something called the Extra Slice, or an Extra Slice, that's just a recap of the prior episode. They bring on the person who lost, and they get a chance to remake their worst dish from that episode, and the audience members bring in baked items, and they judge them, and they bring in comedians and stuff like that. Anyway, it's pretty good. I mean, it's not as good as Great British Baking Show, but I mean, it's interesting to watch if you're really into that show. So I watched a couple of those because we've only had the first two episodes. And, well, maybe we've had three, but I'm waiting on the third one to watch with Mark when I get back in town. And I need to watch Big Brother, actually, because I haven't watched Big Brother since I've been here, and when we record our next show, I'll be behind if I don't watch that. And I watched the making of The Dark Crystal because I wanted to see I'm really interested in the whole puppeteering thing and like how they make the puppets and all that, because they look so real and I was interested in how they made it. So I've watched that and, I don't know, YouTube videos, basically. That's about all I've done, but maybe I'll get out. I probably won't. Maybe I'll get to the hot tub tonight, or maybe I'll get out and do something more interesting. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly shows over at pride48.com. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.